Now, the potential ramifications of the U.S. trade confrontation with China continued to take a toll on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell another 1.8%, shedding over 400 points to hit its lowest level since November. The Dow lost 3,000 points since it peaked 3 months ago. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite Index also lost over 2 points. The major averages posted their worst week since January 2016. On Thursday, the U.S. president signed a decree on trade and investment restrictions against China, weeks after he ordered steep tariffs on metal imports. Donald Trump claims his policies have brought America's trading partners to the negotiating table, but China and the European Union say they will not hold talks while being threatened. Beijing also says it's not afraid of a trade war and has threatened to retaliate. Well, Press TV's correspondent Colin Campbell believes that the U.S. president's protectionist policies are not going to benefit American industries. Take a listen.
President Trump has talked about trying to protect certain industries by imposing tariffs here in the U.S. But of course, other countries aren't going to find that very favorable, as they want to sell their goods and market their products in the United States without this extra taxation or these extra tariffs. So what are they going to do? It would seem that their natural proclivity would be to retaliate. And that's exactly what they're doing. In fact, there's a popular axiom in the U.S., especially among military ranks, when trying to negotiate the release of hostages. And that is, we don't negotiate with terrorists. And that is the type of mentality that Chinese officials are taking with the United States. They're saying, while the U.S. is imposing these tariffs, we're not going to negotiate with you on how much tariffs should be raised, if at all. Instead, we're going to do the opposite reaction on our end and raise tariffs in our country.